Welcome back to Smell You Later, your favorite podcast about the limited edition scent of the Glossé Balm.com.
You know my ass went to the store to get that fucking hot cocoa balm.com.
That's what you said. I mean, more
Every
power to
time,
you.
Every time I have to stash them because they keep threatening to discontinue them forever.
I mean,
I don't think they ever will.
Well,
they're going to keep coming back around.
Is Swiss Miss Ellie?
Yes.
I thought
but
so.
But they've brought it back like twice.
Yeah.
It seems to be every holiday season.
Yeah. I feel like they just brought back everything for holiday. They're just like, here.
Yeah. They're like, we found them at a warehouse. We have to sell them. But they stopped calling it Swiss Miss and they just called it Hot Cocoa.
Ooh, that license ran out.
I think the license ran out, which is fine. Who cares?
Thank you, Glossier, for keeping it cute.
Do the children know what Swiss Miss is?
No.
That's why.
Yeah, fair.
The SEO wasn't there.
What is that?
This
one?
Is the strawberry one.
Oh, yeah, I didn't like this one.
It's fine.
Wanted to.
It's fine. I like the flavor. I'm not like a pink lip kind of girly.
I am.
But I do like the flavor.
Yeah.
I have not done much holiday discount shopping yet, but...
I did a little too much.
Really?
Yeah.
Pre-planned or...
Yeah, it was pre-planned. My Black Friday shopping is always very boring. It's just restocks of shit I know I'm going to want.
That's
so,
good.
No, I didn't buy anything like, you know, crazy indulgent or fun. It was just like nice white tees, a new pair of jeans that I ripped a hole in the crotch of. Yeah.
It's nice when you know that because if the thing you want is expensive to replace, this is the time to replace it.
Yeah. And I think it also takes the panic of impulse buying out of it
because
it's like, no, I use and wear all of these things. It's not like, ooh, you know.
This time of year is my test of did I really want that thing now that it's on sale? And I'm finding like not really.
It's nice to sort of take a beat.
Yeah.
I've been trying to do
just
that.
Just wait. Yeah. That's my thing.
Yeah.
Just wait. You'll change your mind if you're me.
Or
I don't know. Or if you waited and it's actually a good deal, then hooray for you.
This is, of course, a financial advice podcast.
Yeah.
That's what we're here to do.
I am seeing a lot of people posting these shopping advice or like, here's how to not overconsume, which is nice. But I also think I'm like, what are you on about? I'm like, just don't. Is it that complicated? Just don't.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm equipped to answer that.
I think that's the type of thing for me personally. Overthinking it doesn't help.
That's true.
I have to underthink it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I am a fan of overthinking. I do so often. And
if you give yourself any leeway, you will find a way to break your own rules.
Yep.
That's why I can't do diets. It's true. I don't have any willpower.
I have too much willpower.
They have to be like, Sable, you're dying. And I'd be like, but I can still have a croissant. And they're like, no.
You would have a croissant on your deathbed.
I would. I'd be like, it's not worth living.
Before we get into this.
Yeah.
Sable.
Yeah.
What do you smell like today?
Okay.
Is it that?
It is that.
Okay. I think I've been dying to smell this.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So I was invited to an event at the Plaza to meet with Ben Krigler a couple weeks ago.
Oh, he was there?
He was there. I'm sorry I missed him. I think I was sick that week. I was sick that week. I'm debuting a new fragrance. And the fragrance, and the fragrance that I'm smelling today is Krigler Velvet Night 76.
I've heard a lot of really good things about this.
Really?
Yeah.
I had not heard anything about it until it showed up at my door. Thank you, Marie Laure. She's just like, that bitch does not respond to an email. Just send me the press. Which, like, I'm sorry. Yes, it's true. I don't respond to emails. I guess I was expecting something like so everything, like kitchen sinky.
Yeah.
And this is such a streamlined, not minimal, but like the idea is very clear of a floral amber. And I was also kind of surprised that it was a floral amber. I think, not surprised, but I'm just like, because you know everyone's doing floral
everyone's
ambers
doing,
now. But this is apparently it was a custom bespoke scent that Ben did and now has put it in his permanent collection.
Okay.
So, okay, the website does say floral ambery. They call out bergamot, orange blossom, tuberose, jasmine, vanilla, cedarwood, musk. And the 76 refers to Paris in the 70s and kind of that like disco-y era. A scent for a new kind of human being, confident, daring, and unapologetically free. Okay.
Okay.
An intense floral amber composition. Yeah, and it basically just says all the notes I just said. It's really pretty.
Can you repeat the note? Sorry.
Okay. I'll give you the narrative version. Velvet Night 76 opens with luminous Sicilian bergamot and Moroccan orange blossom blooming into Italian tuberose and Egyptian jasmine and settling into the sensual warmth of Reunion Island vanilla, Indian cedarwood, and musk.
Okay.
Reunion Island sounds like a reality show.
It does.
I saw on Ben's Instagram, he posted about it and said, after 50 years, the fragrance that was once a bespoke perfume is now part of our classic collection. So this is at 50 years old, which I'm like, me doing math. 75?
Yeah.
Nope. Yeah. Yeah.
Girl, I don't know. No, it's...
It's 2025. So 50 years ago would be 1975.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow. I don't know why this does not strike me as something I would have smelled in the 70s.
I'm sure they tweaked it a bit, but I agree with you. Yeah. So I'm only... Wait, let me smell it on you. Yeah, you get way more of the floral heart and base on you.
To me, I'm getting a lot of floral.
Yeah, on the blotter, which I have, it's very citrus forward. Mm-hmm. It's really lovely on the blotter, but on your skin, you definitely get more of that tuberose, which I think like fills it out a bit.
I feel like the tuberose, I get tuberose the most, followed by orange blossom.
Okay.
And then the jasmine vanilla accord makes it like very Kylie.
Wait, let me smell it.
Not as spicy vanilla as a Kylie, but it's like grown up.
This is not a Sephora floral amber. This isn't Libra.
It's close.
This is, I think it's not. I think it's certainly more actual floral than.
No, you're right. You're right.
The dripping amber you get from the Libras of the world.
Yeah.
This feels less contemporary than all that. And I don't mean that as a dig. It's just, it feels floral and beautiful and bright.
Yes. Totally. And there is a fullness to it, which I guess would be the ambery part of it. But you're right. It's almost like a sugar in the raw versus Splenda.
Yes.
You know? And you know how fake sugars have this too sweet, almost like saccharine-y?
Yeah.
I guess that's where the term saccharine comes from. The quality to it. Like it doesn't have that. There's something a little purer about it.
Totally. It's like, I feel like the contemporary floral ambers that I really do like. All sort of smell like one thing, one big ball of sticky ember.
Yep.
And this actually smells like a layered perfume, if that makes sense.
It kind of reminds me of Narciso Rodriguez Her with a lot more base.
Okay.
It's got more of a warm, vanilla-y, musky base, whereas For Her, is all sparkling, effervescent white florals. And this is just like a little bit plushy. I don't know. It does smell like I would smell this on like a very rich woman.
Yeah.
Who's like, I'm a fun mom. But she is.
I think it's beautiful. I appreciate that they whipped this out in a time when it would be in conversation with the other floral ambers, but it doesn't smell like the others.
Yeah.
How much is this? I shudder to think.
The 50 ml is $5.95.
Okay.
That's what this is. Okay. And the 100 ml is $800.
Oh my God.
I know.
They sent me the last Kriegler that we talked about, the hot cocoa one. What was that
called? Oh, Villa Isar.
Yes. I liked it when I smelled it here. Oh my God, I love it on.
Really?
I love it.
Okay. I haven't worn it on skin because I'm scared because it's just so hot cocoa-y.
It is, but it's other things too, but I appreciate a cocoa forward fragrance. I feel like cocoa is underutilized and I like a scent that uses cocoa for the sake of itself.
Yeah.
I actually reached out to Marie-Laure for, I wrote something for Couture or whatever. And she, I think she pitched me this one. She was like, but I think you'll like Villa Isar better.
Yeah.
And I was like, you called it. Yeah. So she sent me that. God, it's good.
It's really nice. I liked the other release they had. I think it was maybe at the beginning of this year that was an orchestra or an opera. The fuck was it called? It's like oof. Me on the website right now.
Where's that other tuberose you wore last
Octave
week?
Octave Aurum 25. I like that. What are the tuberose?
Maison Crevelli.
Oh, Tuberose Austral.
Is it in there?
I'll get it.
For sure.
Yeah.
Sorry, I've been like dying to, now that I'm a tuberose fan.
Since when?
This summer. Who knows? I'm like every other man. I don't know what I like. Okay. I'm not going to dig into this yet, but I've been curious. Yeah. What was the other one you liked?
The other one I liked was Octave Aurum 25, which is like the one that was like based on the opera. And that one was more, it's a fresh woody, but to me, I was like, it's like almost like more woody amber to me.
Okay.
But that one was really nice.
Yeah.
Anyway, Tynan, what do you smell like today?
I love what I smell like. And I don't remember if you are familiar with the brand or if you have any of their shit, but okay. I'm guessing you do. Maison Detto.
Oh, I've heard of them. Yeah. I know of them. I have not sampled or smelled anything.
Okay, so...
Except in Stell.
Got it.
But they email me all the time and they say they're going to send me stuff and I'm like, sure, and then they never do.
Well, I was familiar with them just because of the perfume girls always talking about them, but yeah. I don't think that ever hit me before.
Yeah, people say like a lot of great things about them. Yeah. They're also like pretty expensive.
Not crazy. Not regular.
More than what normal things.
I think they're like normal luxury, $350.
$350 to me is like well, a little yeah, bit
it's
more.
A lot of money. Yeah. But like we're talking about an $800 okay. fragrance. So
well, that is in a different category.
Yeah,
I think like $280 or $260 is the now like kind of the baseline.
Cap. But yeah. then I feel like when we're talking about $280, it's like well, if we're talking about $280, we're talking about so. $350. You know,
yeah,
like,
but to the mind,
that's how I shop.
It is a different bracket to the mind. My mind,
not my mind. Anyway, they hit me yeah. and. Pitched me a new fragrance and it really did sound like me. So I was like, can y'all send that and also send a discovery set, please? This is called I Dream.
Yes. Oh, they also pitched me that and didn't fucking send it.
Oh my God. They did send it to me. And let me tell you, I'm so happy they did. It is, you know, when you like want something to be something and then it is. Ooh. Rarely. That is that.
Rarely do I know that.
I Dream is so beautiful. It is a, this might shock you. It's a gourmand.
Yeah.
It is sort of like a baking spices gourmand. Mm-hmm. It's sweet but warm and spicy, mm-hmm. but also really plush and smooth. It
sounds really good.
It's stunning. It opens with carrot seed, clary sage. In the middle, it's just says solar floral, warm milk, and saddle leather. And at the base, there is vanilla bean, frankincense, and animalic moss. And oh, my God, it's just really good. So good. And guess who it is? We I know you're looking at the PDP, but guess who it is?
It's our guy.
Rodrigo Flores Rue.
Rodrigo.
Just smell it.
Yeah.
It's like here.
You were what I was, because like I kept walking past and being like, what smells so good, but like a little bit familiar. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't tell if it was you or the candle.
It's me.
And now it's you.
It's really so good. Beautiful.
Damn it.
And you
I'm going to follow up on that email.
And you know what it is too? Because, I mean, yeah, sure, I've smelled scents with elements of these things before, fine. There's like a shade of commodity milk in this. And I know
no,
that
I see that. I
warm
see that,
milk
for
is
sure.
in the build,
yes.
but that there's a little bit of marshmallowy sweetness yep. that brings me to that.
I definitely get that.
Oh my God.
That's
it's
why
so
it smelled
good.
Familiar. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, yeah, like half baking spices, half a sweet warm milk. And it is a little earthy too. There mm-hmm. is. To not over-index on the sweetness, there is a little bit of this earthy base with the alleged frankincense and animalic moss. And then I guess there are some carrot...
Alleged.
Clary sage and carrot seed, too. I do get a little bit of that... I don't want to call it mineralic, but yeah, there's a little bit of dried greenness to mm-hmm, it that mm-hmm. grounds it a bit.
I think it's the carrot seed. Well, I feel like when I smell something that calls out carrot or yeah. carrot seed, it does have this almost orisy quality.
Okay.
Where it's a teeny bit chalky, but in a starchy way almost. Mm. Like a green starchy way.
Okay.
But it gives it a really nice texture, I always think.
I need to smell a carrot seed in isolation.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to be that person that... And I won't buy the kit of raw materials and sniff my way through. Like, it's not that serious for me. But yeah. I don't know what the hell carrot seed smells like, and I need to. Because, like you said,
First of all, carrots have seeds.
Yeah, right. Where are they
I
at?
Have never bitten into a carrot and had a seed. Right.
So, we'll see. But I love this one.
Yeah. I'm, like, looking at my inbox now, and I'm like, they emailed me November 20th. I responded November 22nd. No response. Okay. Remember me.
Speaking of, wait, while we're on closer to what you just said, I do want to smell Tuberose Astral.
Okay.
Because I love Maison Crivelli and I love Tuberose, I think.
I think.
This is, oh fuck, this is the X-rate, isn't it?
Yeah, you should not.
No.
That was like 2 sprays too many,
dude. Oh no.
What have you done?
I didn't even spray it on me, but it's, I sprayed it on me. Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're doing a live smell of Two Bros.
I almost feel like this, wait, let me see if this has carrot in it, because this also has a carroty quality.
This is bright.
Sometimes I think that when you smell something on a blotter, you really just get like top note, top note, top note.
Yep, yep.
So I know what you mean.
That's why I always try to smell on skin. I know. But
I see my follies now.
This won't be touching me.
Oh, they. It's interesting because most of the raw materials they call out have or purr at the end of it, which makes me think it's like a captive or something indicative of some category. I don't know. The key raw materials, if I didn't speak about this last episode or an episode prior, cinnamon bark essential oil or purr, tuberose absolute or purr, osmanthus absolute or purr. What the fuck does that mean? Yep, it does have carrot seed. Carrot seed essential oil.
Okay.
Not or purr. Interesting. Cistus absolute or purr, leather accord, and musks. They call it a floral leather.
Okay.
Would you agree with that?
Your floral leather.
I think it's like a floral butter.
You would, yeah. Butter feels more correct, but yeah. I haven't worn this, so. Okay, Orpur, you're right. It is a captive. It's a trademark collection of natural ingredients from Givaudan. And Orpur means pure gold. So I think pure gold. So I think it just means high quality.
Got it. Nice.
Strong.
So they use the regular quality carrot seed, but that's fine.
They skimped on the carrot seed.
They did.
As this dries on the blotter, I am getting a tiny bit of leather, but I think butter is a nice call out.
But it's so hard to describe the texture that I notice when I smell things with carrot seed, but it is like this starchy vegetable kind of base that I don't know. It's like a little bit grounding, but it's also, it gives like heft.
Yeah.
Gives a little bit of heft, a chewiness, if you will. But this is perhaps my favorite Maison Crevelli scent.
Really?
I really liked the Iris one.
Okay.
Iris Malecon. That was like kind of my original favorite. And then the patchouli magnétique. Yeah.
That one goes nuts.
That one goes crazy.
Yeah. Even I like that one and I don't like patchouli.
Yeah. It is okay. I will say it is a tie between Tuberose Estrelle and patchouli magnétique.
This to me has the same sort of brightness that a lot of their fragrances have.
Yep.
It's like a bouncy.
Yeah.
Almost candied, at least off rip.
Yeah.
It's not anything like patchouli magnétique.
No.
But it has that same sort of like way in.
It does. I think patchouli magnétique also has that dense, chewy texture to it that gives it weight.
Yeah.
It's weird because it's like almost dense and fluffy at the same time.
That's such a fucking weird one, but it's so good.
I'm trying to liken it to some sort of, I don't know, gastronomical thing. Yeah. And I don't know. Maybe custard. I don't know. I did like Oud Stallion, but that's like super, super leathery. And plus, because it's an X-rate, it's just like, oh my God. That's something where you spray it and run away.
Yeah.
And it's
these
good.
Are all spray and run away.
Yeah. Some more than others.
Yeah. Let's do a quick lightning round on the new Commodity Iced.
Yes.
So
this is the regular ice regular.
Yes. Oh fuck, this is good. Oh shit, this is really
good. Oh, you haven't smelled them before?
No. This is a live smell.
Oh.
Oh my God, wait. This is quite nice. Okay, so
wow, they didn't even send you a full size, damn.
I know. They said not him. So this is supposed to smell like,
it's right here.
Please.
Okay, so Iced Expressive says, chilled to perfection, frozen mango quickly ices over with crisp, herbaceous spearmint and eucalyptus. The ice-cold blend is contrasted with the warm spice of ginger and black pepper and delivers an unexpected, long-lasting freshness. Unexpected.
This is so good. You have to smell this.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. They really nailed the temperature.
Uh-huh.
Like the frozen effect. Oh, it's like a frozen mango.
It's like a frozen mango with mint.
Yeah. Wow. It's almost like one of those really fancy sorbets that come in half of the fruit shell. Mm-hmm. I love those. Wow.
Wait, read the notes again. So this is expressive. This is like the middle one.
Yeah,
so we have personal, which is lighter, and whatever the hell the heavier one. Bold. So expressive is
frozen mango, crisp herbaceous spearmint, eucalyptus, warm spice of ginger and black pepper. That's it.
This is so nice.
Yeah.
I think mango is tricky because it can go too citrus.
Yeah.
But this like is on the nose mango. Yeah. And then you immediately get that spearmint, which I love. And the ginger is like making it brighter and juicier. Fuck,
it's almost like the, you know, when you open the freezer and there's that mist of cold air that comes out. Yeah. It smells like that.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Okay.
And you know what's interesting is that if you did not tell me this was mango, I would not necessarily have clocked it, but I would have been like, this is a familiar fruit.
I think I'd clock it.
But I get a lot of the mint and the eucalyptus more.
Not that I'm an expert, but that to me is like on the nose mango.
It is. Well, it is. Now that I know, it's like hard to, because like I already know it. Right. So my brain is already associating it.
But it smells to me like mango skin. So I think like olfactively, not a, you know, a scent note expert by any stretch, but I think that that parallel I would make without the the cheat codes.
Yeah.
So let's hit personal quick. I'm a fan of their personals.
Same. I feel like I tend to like those the most.
I do too, which is odd because I don't like die for like a lighter scent. But
well, it's not lighter. It's just
I know. They say that, but I think that what they're saying.
Yeah, I know.
They need to figure out their story.
It's like, if it's confusing for us, like, how does that translate to the customer?
Yeah, exactly.
I wonder.
So I love commodity milk personal. I love all the milks, but milk personal is like my absolute favorite. Yep. So I gravitate toward personals. And how does this differ, Sable?
So this one adds, it says, a sheer, more aquatic blend with skin musk, capitalized, and seaweed that melts on contact.
This definitely does actually smell lighter.
Melts on contact? What do you mean? Ooh. I'm almost getting like more pepper.
Really?
There is a little bit of an oceanic quality to it. Like that salty, salty green.
Okay.
Which I'm assuming is the seaweed. I actually might prefer the expressive.
Really? I don't.
I get more of the mango.
Do you?
In the expressive.
Oh, wait. Sorry. No. Yes. The expressive. Yeah. I definitely prefer the expressive. Okay. Now let's go bold quick.
Okay. Ooh. I feel like you will like this one. Hehehe. Look Tina just gave me was like, oh bitch.
Something I would never say. Wait, can I read this one? I love to read.
Ooh.
Okay, so Ice Bold adds cardamom and amber.
Yeah. Again, wouldn't have clocked that if I didn't know that. But it's spicier. This is spicier for sure. Is it warmer?
I would call it warmer over spicier. Let me see. I wouldn't call it spicier, but I would call it warmer and rounder.
Maybe peppery.
Okay.
I'm just getting so much pepper.
Sure.
But warmer for sure. This is when the mango ice has melted a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, this is... Okay, wait. I think the one for me is expressive.
Same. I agree with
Holy shit.
I think expressive is the one.
Commodity. What have you done?
But so, here's the thing. It's like, would I wear this?
I would wear the shit out of that.
You would. I don't know if I would.
I would.
I really like it, but is it a me scent? I don't know.
So, can I say something critical?
Always.
We said this before we hopped on the mics, but their last release was Milk Orchid, which was lovely.
Yep.
But previously,
yep.
Their last sort of like core release in this way, where they had the three variants, was Juice. Yes. Juice didn't do it for me.
Didn't care for it.
I thought it was not very complex.
No.
I was like, you're just going to get
it. It was kind of sharp,
red
honestly.
Berries.
Yeah. Like, it was just like berries and raspberry. And I was like, okay.
This
reminded me of like a UTI.
Oh my God. Please.
Just cranberry.
This is great.
This is great. This is very like, this is artistic.
Yeah. This feels like
a
redemption.
I see the vision. Yes. I smell the vision here.
And for all of these notes that are largely dissimilar, like mango, like a spearmint eucalyptus, like a pepper, you can smell each note. Like they don't make up a bigger picture in that way. Or like this is not one of those fragrances that is more than the sum of its parts. This is the sum of its parts in a way that I think is really nice because they're so different that they do sort of create this tension in the scent that is really interesting and satisfying. Fuck.
I'm like, why mango?
Why not?
But why?
There's this...
in general.
There's this...
like, what is the reference here I'm missing?
Ice.
Mango ice? I mean, is that a thing?
They were probably just like, what don't we have yet?
I would have thought mint. Just make the whole thing mint. Or...
That'd be nice.
When I hear iced, I'm like, coffee? Like, iced coffee? Like, that'd I would have nice thought too. That... So that's why I'm just like, why is the mango cold as a tropical fruit? Mm-hmm. Like, when you think of cold fruits, what do you think? I don't know. Grape? Why a fruit? Why does it have to be a fruit? So many questions. Why are we freezing these fruits?
I don't have any questions.
Maybe they tried it with a bunch of stuff. You know what? I would have loved an iced strawberry. Give me a cold strawberry.
Yeah.
Like strawberry.
So would I.
Ice cream.
I think that.
Sorbet.
I think there's a lot of strawberry happening right now, which I love.
Yeah, but that doesn't stop people. If anything, that encourages them.
But strawberry would be too much like juiced.
I guess so. They should have made juiced strawberry.
Yeah, they should have. Anyway, congrats to Commodity. This is great. And you will be hearing from me.
I have an event this coming week.
I know. I'm going to be in Miami.
You're going to Miami?
Yes.
What? What about me? Bring me.
It's going to be a quick trip.
Are you going for Art Basel?
Yeah.
Fucking Art Basel. I keep getting emailed like, are you going to be in Miami? I'm like, if you fly me out.
Yeah, right.
What even is Art Basel?
Okay, we did this last year.
I know. And I still never know.
It's the like one of the biggest art and design fairs in the world.
The world?
Yes.
Damn.
Predictions. This is one of our favorite episodes of the year. Uh-huh. It's a nice way to cap off the year. This might be our last episode of 2025.
Maybe.
And we always like to make predictions coming off the year relating to what we're about to see. And I have to say, almost all of our predictions last year came true.
Or are in the midst of coming true.
Or are coming
true. They're cooking. They're coming to boil.
Yes. Yes.
It's simmering.
A quick review of last year. Vegetal scents.
Yeah.
Which I do feel like is still happening. I do think it was more of a 2024 thing.
Agree.
But you did say more mushroomy scents, and I do feel like that specifically is happening.
Yeah.
I just got a Bottega scent that is hazelnut and white morel.
Interesting.
And you really get the morel mushroom.
I have to smell the new Bottegas.
They're better than the first.
Really? Okay, because I was not impressed by that first collection.
It was pretty milquetoast. These three are pretty good.
Yeah. Not even milquetoast, it was just like bad, honestly.
I didn't think it was bad.
It smelled like BO. Like a lot of them smell like BO. I'm sorry.
I'm
not sorry. Why am I apologizing?
The box actually smelled like crazy.
Okay, maybe.
It was a very like decoed out box, and I was like, what is that?
Because I still have the Discovery set.
Yeah, I think the box smelled wild. Anyway, Cookie Gourmands. Which
still happening.
Very much happening.
We got peanut butter.
Yes.
We got banana.
Yes.
Peanut butter and banana.
Laundry scents.
Yep. Also still happening.
Mm-hmm. We said body care doubling down into fragrance, which is definitely happening.
Everybody.
Gen A fragrance.
It's happening.
Happening. And celebrity fragrance, not happening as much as I expected, but
it's
happening.
Going strong though.
Yeah.
It's just kind of at a churn.
Yes. We have the MGK fragrance. We have another new Chloe fragrance, Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh, wasn't that a Dossier thing?
Mm-hmm. But
I feel like that dilutes, but okay. Mm-hmm. I see what you mean.
Yeah. And then we have beauty brands fragrances, which is very much going strong. And you clocked it last year. You were like, I think Rare is going to have a fragrance.
Yep.
And look what happened.
Yep.
Anyway. Actually, can I go first? Because mine is sort of riffing off of Rare. I think one thing that we're going to be seeing is, how do I want to say this? Layering products.
Yes.
And to dive into that, I think the way that Rare did their layering balms, which is like essentially a hand cream that's very fragrant that you can then layer the Rare fragrance with. I think they did it really nicely.
Yeah.
But I think we're going to be seeing that sort of messaging, either body products specifically for layering or body products with storytelling around this is your layering first step. And anything fragrance can be your layering first step.
Yeah.
But I can definitely see Jergens coming out with like the layering lotion or the layering cream, whatever the fuck. So I think that will be seen in the next year.
Totally. I don't foresee it being like, this is a scent balm strictly for layering. I do see it more being like, this is a hand cream. This is a body lotion. And this one has the base note. And then you spray on this other accord with the other notes. And then you can customize it that way. That's how I see it.
Okay.
I'm genuinely curious to know, like what are the sales numbers on these like fragrance layering balms for Rare?
I do have to wonder, yeah.
You know?
I still think that there is risk that the consumer misunderstands what the fuck they are. But that's
absolutely.
Just me, you know.
But then it's like they buy them and misunderstand them, and if they understood them, would they have bought them?
Right. But what happens?
I also think it should come together in set.
I agree with that. Also, misuse can also bring you to negative reviews, which mm-hmm. every brand is obviously, including mm-hmm. Sephora, very allergic to. So yeah. I do wonder how that's going. Anyway,
yeah.
What's yours?
Where shall I start? Well, okay. The first thing I thought of, just because we saw that fuck-ass product, was No Fragrance Fragrance.
Ugh.
By which, I haven't smelled that. I think I saw that Emma received it and smelled it. Oh, I'll have to ask her. Yeah. Okay. But I kind of saw that leading broader into more like molecular okay. sense. Because like, as far as we know, Eccentric Molecules like has the lock on that yeah. and they've had it for ages.
Yeah.
And I feel like now more brands are going to be coming out with more like molecular themed things.
I can see that. I sort of think that was, well, I mean, with as long as we've been doing this, we probably circled back around to it being trending again. But there was a lot of that when skin scents were really hot.
Yeah, yeah. But now all these houses are just making more and more mm-hmm. proprietary molecules. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I think it's, they're going to start hearing out the molecules.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to be like, what's that? And then they're going to be like, it's proprietary. And yeah. also it smells like this, but with you and better. And it's customizable, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's like the scaffolding of fragrance.
It's another good opportunity for layering as well.
Exactly.
Or at least layering messaging. I actually just called in another bottle of Eccentric Molecules, Molecule 01. Ooh. Lord knows why.
You gave me yours. That's why.
Oh, Levi, if you're listening, no, I did not. Yeah, I put it in a thing for Coveteur, yeah. the thing that will has not ran yet. And okay. I was like, I should own this just as a
yeah.
benchmark reference.
I like having the discovery set with all the little travel vials of each
smart
each one, just like, because sometimes I want to have scents but I don't have space, so it's nice to have little reference vials.
Yeah, I don't mind a 10 ml. My next one mm-hmm. is body powders.
This is interesting.
Yes, so
it feels very 2000.
I think it feels very,
or even like older
that
yeah.
So I have been getting whacked on Instagram reels with all of these people using body powders as the final step.
What are these powders?
So the ones that I do not think there are very many available right now, because the ones I always see are, they have two from Lush. One is Sticky Dates okay. and one is, I don't know. Anyway, they put them in like a big glass jar with a big body puff. And then after their whole body routine and fragrance routine, that's like the finishing step. Okay. And they talk about it as a way to, one, add another layer of fragrance and like make your fragrance last longer, and two, it's really good for like sweaty people.
Sure.
Which I can see.
Yeah, so, I was like, what is this made out of? Are we doing talc? Let's not do talc, people.
No.
No.
But I think it's a very vintage sort of approach to
yeah.
body care, and I think there's also a lot of opportunity to make a shimmery one. And I know yeah. that like they haven't fully gone away,
right,
but
right.
I can see them coming back.
I do wonder when we will embrace body shimmer in earnest once more.
Yeah, yeah.
Because for a while we did that KKW or the Fenty Beauty
yep.
body highlighter, mm-hmm. but that's not shimmer. It's different.
That Fenty was. Whew.
No, that was like metallic paint. Mm. No, I'm talking about sparkles.
Yeah. And it's always liquid.
It's always liquid.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I remember having, and why I thought of the early 2000s was because I had that Benefit Bathina powder puff,
yeah.
or like the kitten powder puff, mm-hmm. and it had sparkles in it,
mm-hmm.
and it felt very, very fancy, even though I was a child just like dusting myself with glitter.
Yeah, if you use body powders, call in yeah. and let us know why you do what you do.
I get scared when I think of that, just because I just think of all like the Johnson and Johnson lawsuits. But
I'm going one way or the other.
You do you.
Yeah,
just don't do it because you feel like you're shamed into doing it.
I won't. It's the body powder journey is not for me, but I do
yeah.
celebrate. I'm too hairy, you don't want all that.
I'm like, so you're moist and then you're dry? Like, what's going on? Are we setting the body lotion? It's, like, what's happening?
I do tend to have that thought,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. I'm just like, what's the end goal here? Like, what does this feel like? Does it feel cakey? I don't know. I have one of my predictions is passive aggressive pick me gourmands. I'm seeing it now. I've been seeing it all this year. Yeah. All these fragrances coming out with, it's a gourmand, but not like the other gourmands. Mm-hmm. It's not that sweet. It's got vanilla, but it's not like dessert vanilla. And I'm just like, stop defining yourself by what you're not.
Uh-huh. You always say that.
Derogatorily compared to something else. Yeah. I just don't think that's a very clever move. It's uncreative. It's boring. Mm-hmm. Tomato, tomato.
It also wastes time.
It wastes time. And also, I just think like the attitude and the vibe is like not.
Negging.
It's negging. It doesn't make me excited about you.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's like how people who there are certain people who think hating the same things is a cute thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, you miserable fools. Like, okay, if you think that's clever.
Yeah.
But I have noticed a lot more fragrance copies saying stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always in reference of like, not the teenage gourmand.
Yeah.
Like, it's a grown-up gourmand. And I'm like, I know many 40-year-old divorcee women who wear teenage body splash shit and love it, and they don't think about that shit, and they're just trying to live their lives and enjoy themselves and let them.
Or sometimes the point is to be the other gourmands. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, God.
It is fun. Whatever.
I think that gourmands have trended so hard for so long that now inevitably it's sort of like, well, we want to take part in it, but we want to set ourselves apart from it and appeal to an older or like whatever the audience is. It's like,
it's not a strong
foot. You're all still sweet. And it's
there's
fine.
So many ways. Well, I was going to say, if you're good at writing, to describe things in an inspiring, evocative way that does not involve comparing yourself to anybody else.
Yes, but when you're using ChatGPT to do all your copy, that's why it all looks the same.
Yeah, or you have all of your Gen Z interns writing your copy. What do I know?
Going off of that, I think this has been a mainstay, but I am going to call it out again. I'm going to say Kooky Gourmands Part 3. I think we are far from being finished with the Kooky Gourmands. I think we've seen a lot this year.
Yeah.
Including, I mean, I'm going to bring Kooky Fruits into this because I think we've been seeing both of those, but you know, we have seen the, what have we seen this year? Cantaloupe, starfruit.
I like a melon note.
Love a melon note.
Starfruit, lychee.
A lot of lychee still happening. Fruit.
Even though, what does a dragon fruit smell like? I think people are, they're scouring guava.
Guava.
A lot of guava.
Guava has been.
Tropical fruits.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Which I love. I mean, even this mango is kicking my ass.
Okay, what do I have next? Neuroaromatics. So the whole wellness, mood boosting, functional fragrance thing, we're still doing that. And I feel like it's like kind of coalescing with, I don't think that's the right word. Convalescing? Nope. It's starting to come to a head. It's coming to a head with all these like longevity freaks and like biohacking. Mm-hmm. And now they're going to start incorporating fragrance into this shit where they're like, this is a fragrance that's going to help you focus, or that's going to blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And it's going to help your brain do brain stuff cognitively.
Yeah.
And we've been seeing that kind of quietly happening this whole time. But I feel like more people, there's more research put into this. Like, I thought of the Google people. Osmo, I'm like, you know, they're working on some sort of mind control shit there.
Mind control shit there, yeah.
Yeah, mind control fragrances. Coming soon.
I think this is still on my list, and it was last year, but we're still seeing it. Fragrance and wellness, just like you said. I mean, not only with functional fragrance, like you said, that we are still seeing a ton of and more, but like as evidenced by the Nat Sakara collab.
Yeah.
You know? And that one has less of a wellness angle, and it's just a sort of a brand collab. Like, I'll give them that.
Yeah.
That one doesn't feel gross to me. But yeah, I think that we're trying to bring wellness into every single thing we possibly can. So we will still continue to see it in fragrance. However, just like we're seeing in makeup, I think the tide is starting to turn on wellness. So you sort of said before we got on, we'll start to see like the anti-wellness or like the vice fragrances.
Yeah, the vice-driven fragrances.
Yeah.
Which they never went away fully. Like, obviously, I think of Acro, of course.
Yeah.
But I feel like we're probably going to see fragrances being marketed more towards, like, having fun and being dangerous.
Late nights. Going out.
And, like, maybe I'm a little bit guilty of that with my fragrance, but that was a very specific tie-in. But I feel like a lot of... It's almost back to the celebration of the individual and, like, living your life and quote-unquote freedom. We're so free. I'm like, are we?
Yeah.
It's like free to be yourself, whoever that is. Yeah. Nobody knows how to be themselves. So now fragrance is going to tell you to do that as well.
Yeah. I'm here for like the bad girl era of fragrances.
Yeah.
I would love something that smells like cigarettes and alcohol. And
well, like I also noticed, like, I think beauty in general might be moving that way with like the indie sleaze of it all.
Yeah.
Like the MPH. The like lip ciggies where it looks like a cigarette, which I'm just like, is this a way just to give us more less product? Because those things are skinny.
Yeah, the MPH lip ciggy is a lipstick that about the size of a cigarette. So it was named for being as such. I appreciate the effort and the angle there. I just don't think I like the name Lipsiggy.
No. I get it.
I get it.
And I think their market will think it's clever because it's a lot of like, it's a lot of people who refer to food, like eating as I'm being bad, you know?
Oh, sure.
it's a lot of that. Yeah. Like I was so bad today.
Well, I was listening to an interview with Mary Philipps and she was like, listen, all of my clients carry these tiny ass purses and they don't have any room for the products I give them. So I had to make a really small lipstick. Yeah. And I was like, you know what? That's funny.
No, that's very real.
And everyone's smoking again.
Yeah.
Which we do not condone, of course.
No.
If anything, it makes you smell bad.
That. Although I would so much rather see a cigarette than a vape.
Oh my God.
Like so much.
Literally.
If you're going to kill yourself, like do it in a cool way.
Honest to God.
What else do we have? Also sort of throwback, I think, and we've been seeing this very slowly start happening. I think there's going to be more fresh aquatic 90s inspired scent profiles.
Can you go into that? Because I...
Back to like the CK1 of it all.
Okay.
I think people...
More than we're already seeing?
Well, I think that's going to continue happening.
Okay.
I think it does tie in well with like the gender neutrality of it all. Mm-hmm. And I think where we're going from clean, quote unquote clean,
yeah,
into something that's not just like a skin scent is this aquatic, fresh, aromatic type of scent profile.
When you say clean, do you mean aesthetically or formula wise?
Aesthetically.
Okay.
But I've noticed more marine accords. I'm smelling more marine accords in men's and women's fragrances and gender, obviously like all gender neutral fragrances, and more people talking about them liking those scent profiles. This is just like me and my personal experience.
Sure. They're easy to like, you know?
They're easy to like, especially for people who are not like, you know, frag heads.
Sure.
They're just like, oh, that's nice. That smells clean. That smells fresh.
Yeah.
A little sporty maybe. And... it does harken back to like the Y2K era a bit.
I mean, every time I smell like Lord Strike Me Down, like an Acqua di Gio, I'm like, yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
You know, I fucking get it. This is an ex-boyfriend scent. This is that scent that you sort of want to like, ugh. But it's also really good.
Yeah. I do feel like the references are a little different. Whereas previously in the 90s and early 2000s, it was sporty, mountains, you're in nature. Mm-hmm. And now... you're also in nature, but you're on the coast of the Mediterranean and there's like Sicilian bergamot and it's more of this vacation-y vibe.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit of a different approach, but the effect is still this kind of aquatic, fresh, aromatic. Like I'm thinking of Arkeist, Grove by the Sea. I'm thinking of, what's their face? Montal. French Riviera, which was like their biggest hit in recent years, and those types of scents.
Yeah.
So the fucking Tom Ford Portofino effect. Mm-hmm. Is it Portofino? What is it called?
No Roller Portofino?
Yeah, yeah. Like that effect. I feel like so many people are still trying to benchmark that, even though I'm like, it's a little late now. But
yeah, I feel like that's going to be a sort of a mainstay.
Yeah,
like always. The Acqua di Parma.
Yeah.
Olfactory situation is always going to be a crowd pleaser to a certain type of person.
Yeah.
And I guess what you said about bringing those 90s profiles into today, that would, like, they're not for me, but the idea would excite me.
Yeah.
Like, I would love to see, like, walk with me here. I don't know, like, Ellis Brooklyn do their own take on Acqua di Gio or Light Blue, which I think Miami Nectar is sort of, but it's like, a couple brands could like really body that. Maybe even like Hawthorne.
I feel like Hawthorne has.
Really?
I'm trying to think. Nope, maybe not yet. I can't think of one. But yeah, for sure. The modern masculine scent.
Yeah. I think that we will start to see, well, I mean, we also have some intel, but more lifestyle brand fragrances, meaning anything outside of beauty. So like, but not apparel or apparel too, but like, I'm talking like fragrance. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Jewelry brands.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm talking...
We do also have intel on that, but yes.
I would, like, I think it wouldn't shock me if, like, Sandy Li Yang did a fragrance.
Yeah.
I wouldn't shock me if, you know, who are you wearing? I don't know, like, Majuri did a fragrance.
Yeah.
like it just yeah that, or,
Pamela Love
or exactly like, I guess these are all jewelry, but like
yeah
Teva, not Teva, but
the shoe company,
yeah.
Vans,
yeah.
Levi's. I feel like Levi's probably has a fragrance.
I think
Gap allegedly quietly bring body back. Maybe J. Crew will. Supreme. Is there a Supreme fragrance?
Yes.
That's what I thought. I feel like there was. Pat McGrath. So. Well, that is beauty, but never mind.
Yeah, but I can see. I mean, so last year we said beauty brands doing fragrances, and then we got the rare fragrance.
Yeah.
Didn't we also... We had Merit last year. I'm still surprised we don't have one from Kosas or Say, but I'm sure the clock is ticking.
I mean, we know people at Say. We can just ask.
Yeah.
Tell us. Yeah. Tell us your trade secrets.
Who would you like? Like, what is one brand that you would really like a fragrance from?
Ooh. Oh, man.
Oh, I'm surprised Rode hasn't done one yet, but I'm sure that they will.
Honestly, yeah. I'm sure they will. Yeah. A beauty brand or like any brand?
Any brand.
Ugh. Oh, my God. That's so hard. IKEA came to mind, but they have candles, so that kind of already counts.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, Say, sure. I don't know.
I would love if like Annie Lee Parker did
a fragrance. Oh, yeah.
She would be killer. Annie Lee is a furniture and decor designer.
Gustav Westman.
I mean, I'm sure that one is like in the wings. I would love.
At least a bottle.
Yeah. I would love Bad Bitch Tong Tong, who's my favorite designer. Mm. I think an Entler fragrance would be really, really cool.
Oh, interesting.
The bottle would be really cool.
Yeah. I've never really been a brand loyal hoe. These hoes ain't loyal, me being hoes. You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if fucking Apple came out with a fragrance.
Oh, God. Please do not will it.
New MacBook smell. I think they did like a stunt fragrance like that before, honestly.
They should do a fragrance, but they should do a hand sanitizer.
Yeah. Oh, that would actually make a lot of sense.
You know?
Yeah.
I could see them.
Touching on appliances.
Yeah.
Devices and shit.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I don't know about brands. I don't know about y'all. I think we're going to see a lot more studio drop, like limited edition studio drops.
Yes.
Which is also just like an economic thing because a lot of people can't afford to do big releases as much, especially smaller brands. So doing limited edition hypey drops is like, I guess, a way to keep up the newness and the marketing while also getting to experiment creatively with what you want to release. That tie in with now like more collabs. Everyone's collabing. And I'm like, what is this about? Make your own stuff.
I don't know. I like the collab.
I like the collab because it gives, like, this is for the poor. It's like for people like me who can't afford the real fucking shit.
It's that, but it's also a way for brands to sort of dip their toe in a vertical that they don't already have, like you said. And then like, if it works, it works. If it doesn't, they're not out a whole ton.
Yeah. I think we're going to see a lot more of those. It just seems that more and more people are collabing with random brands. Like, random brands are teaming up. I said also, I don't know if this is a trend. I'm just noticing that a lot more people are like making weird historical references in their sense. And this could just be a very niche thing. But I was just like, why is everyone trying to be so... It's almost like they're writing like fiction.
Sure.
It's like writing and setting a scene with your scent. Like, this is a scent of the medieval times when it's the smell of the castle and the fires that make the sword. I don't know. You know?
Yep.
It's getting really fantastical.
Yeah.
It's not a bad thing, honestly. It's interesting and it's creative and I applaud that. And I'm also like, whoa.
What have you seen that's been like so chewy?
I mean, a lot of Arquista has always done that.
Yeah, but they've always done that.
Yeah. A lot of them honestly are like independent perfumers.
Sure.
Who don't have like brands yet, but they like do limited edition drops or these kind of like experimental scents. Like Dias & Durka does a lot of that.
I wouldn't call Dias & Durka independent though.
Yeah, no. But they're just a brand that does it.
Yeah.
And also in another kind of backlashy arc, I think we're going to see more gendered scents. I think we're going to go back to genderization.
A good point. Yeah.
Because the culture is whipping back the other way.
Yeah. I don't think we're going to do a complete 180.
No. I think it's going to be implied, though. Like the fucking Ellis Brooklyn Vanilla Man's Worth Avenue shit.
Yeah.
Where it's very, very much implied.
You made such a good point, though, about like who those were for and why. Yeah. About, like, since so many teen boys are now yeah. into fragrance, like, yeah. such a good call. Also, the Sniff collection, yeah. like, that is, mm-hmm. like, all at once genderless, but also for men.
Exactly. You know,
it's like, just figure it out.
And I remember ages ago when we had Marissa Zappas on, and she said that her gripe was that all of the scents that are kind of really pushed and marketed as being genderless just mean, like, all the femininity is removed. Mm. Like, that's always the way they do it.
She did say that.
Yeah. And I feel like that is now what we're seeing. Because mm-hmm. it's like, also, we know what you're doing.
Yeah.
It's almost like they know that if they say it's for men, they're going to get backlash. But not by dancing around it, you're just kind of confusing everyone and putting everyone off, because you're confusing your potential customer. Mm-hmm. And then you're also alienating the fragrance people.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's a win-win. I think that's a weird.
Yeah. And I do think we're finally at a place where things can be unisex without, or genderless without being super verbose about it. And
yeah.
I think not everyone, but largely people understand that fragrance is genderless, and you yeah. can walk into DS and Durka and not yeah. ask who's this for, you know? I understand the department store is different because that's how it's designed
yeah.
and that's how those brands are designed. But largely I think when you go even to not that anyone goes here, but like a Bergdorf's, mm-hmm. you know, you're not asking, many people aren't asking like who, you know, men or women. So yeah, we're finally fucking getting somewhere with that. And then we're decided to take a huge step back. So
I feel like they're like, men are like, it's for everyone. They're like, okay, but is it for, I was like, okay, yes, fine. It's for men.
Yeah. Right. It's like, right.
It's like they didn't trust the audience enough. Yeah. So they're just like, okay, fine. It's for men.
Yeah.
Sure. I see that a lot too with, genderless fragrances that might have a lot of florals in it.
Hmm.
And they're like, this is a rose, but it smells great on men. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, as opposed to.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, that'll be interesting to see how yeah. the gender of it all goes this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, first DEI, now gender.
Yeah.
One for each separate cages. I feel like so much of what we predicted last year is still in the works. Mm-hmm. I do feel like trends really do baseline take 2 years to come to full fruition.
We did say 2 to 3 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially yeah. when it is involving product.
Yes.
You know, it's not like blueberry milk nils, yeah. which someone just makes some shit up and then everyone exactly. runs with it for a week. Yeah. Yeah.
It takes longer to make them, but then they last longer too.
Yeah.
They have a much stronger hold exactly. on the market at all price points.
Exactly. So
yeah.
It'll be interesting to see. I am going into 2026 with optimism.
Same.
And, you know, I hope fragrance keeps being cute. If ice is any indication, it
ice
will be iced.
Oh, I thought you said ice, and I was like, what? No. I feel like next year fragrance will be even more abundant. All of the people who decided to make fragrance brands within the last 2 to 3 years are now going to be like, a 2026 release.
Or being like, oh, shit, I got to keep this up, you know?
I don't know. Well, I don't know how the tariffs affect everybody. Negatively, obviously, but to what degree?
I kind of think, actually, I'm having a different thought. I'm having the opposite thought. I sort of think that...
A lot of smoke?
Well, it's what?
It was just like a lot of smoke, the tariff thing?
No. I what I'm trying to say is, like, I think that as hot as fragrance has been, and with so many people being so obsessed with fragrance the past couple of years, I think that we're going to start to see that wane a bit. I think that...
What do you think it's going to... The next thing they're going to latch on to
I don't know, but I do think that...
Drugs.
you know, trends come and go, but the good ones leave the best of them behind. Yeah. And I do think that we're all now going to have more of an appreciation and an interest in fragrance. But I think this whole, like, fragrance wardrobing and all this shit that people just got into... That will probably begin to sort of... be minimized. I've already have started to see people's interests go in other directions and to other things, which is totally fine.
Yeah, I feel like because fragrance is tied with fashion, and the fashion trends right now, especially with, like, the younger generations, are, you know, it's a lot of secondhand, it's a lot of thrifting, it's a lot of, like, uniqueness to try and cultivate an individual personal style, that attitude will now transfer to fragrance, where they're like, I don't want to have to get every new trendy scent. I just want to find my scent that like I really like and people associate with me, almost like back to signature scents.
Yeah.
Not as like there can only be one.
Oh, yeah.
But to a more individualized way.
Well, I also think that...
intentional way.
Yeah. I mean, I think that it could be, and I'm not saying this is how I feel at all, because I am hugely guilty of this because of our line of work, but I feel like the having a huge fragrance collection to have, you know, the wardrobe or whatever might start to be kind of gauche in a way.
Yeah.
Because I think that people are really into I think people are really into abundance until they're not.
Yeah, at a certain point, and then it's just like immediate fatigue and immediate disgust.
And I think what you said about
post not clarity,
like like thrifting and shopping more sustainably, etc. I mean, I don't know. I sort of see it going another way, which might bring. We saw a lot of fucking perfume swaps this year, so swap culture might become more of a thing next year, which would be really cool.
That would be cool.
But yeah, I. And like, we're not going anywhere, don't get me wrong, but we were sort of here before the big fragrance boom, and now I think that we're starting to see it crest a little bit. So I'm interested to see what lies on the other side of all of this in terms of like what new brands are actually going to stick around, what are going to close up shop, not even because of the tariffs, just because maybe something else came along, whose interests are going to go where and to what. So, you know, we'll still be here.
Talking about smells.
Yeah.
There's never a dearth of smells to speak of.
No.
Never.
No.
But yeah, it's weird. It's like, as much as I feel like we're at a crest with fragrance mania.
Yeah.
And I've been wrong before, to the point where I'm just like, well, I don't know. We'll just see what fucking happens. Because when I personally am just like, surely this can't get any more insane. And then it does. And I'm like, oh, you guys figured out how to do it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Honestly, it surprised me.
I think this year we'll start to see it. In 2027, we'll look very different.
Yeah.
I could be wrong too.
I think it'll look different regardless. It just might not be the way we think.
But I think it'll look better. I think it'll all be more fun than it was before the big boom. Because now we all, or most of us, have, you know, more of a working interest and perhaps more of a vocabulary, or perhaps just less anxiety about talk or like approaching the idea of fragrance.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little bit more commonplace.
Yeah.
And I think that's great.
Yeah.
So I think it's all for the greater good of fragrance or whatever the hell.
Nobody will be allowed to stink in 2027.
Thank God. It is time.
Okay. Well, we'll review this in a year and see where, what has occurred.
Oh, God.
But that is our predictions, our trend predictions for 2026. You should tell us your predictions.
Yes.
In our comments.
And our voice notes.
And in voice notes. I'm genuinely curious because, like, we're kind of in the thick of it, but I want to see what people who aren't so in the thick of it kind of how they view it. Yeah, that would be cool.
Same.
You can do that on our website, smellyleaders.live, where you can find our voicemail hotline, where you can leave us a voice note. You can also do that on Spotify, where you leave a little comment on the episode. And also, to an extent, Apple Podcasts, but I think that's just like generally a review for the podcast. Anyway, 5 stars.
Which is also helpful.
Five stars only. Say whatever you want with 5 stars. Follow us on Instagram. We're at smellyoulater.mp3. I'm at Sableteeth Tigra.
I'm at Tynan Buck. And until next time, we will smell you later.